Green Monkey Dreams, written and read by Isabel Carmody. They asked me to write down all I remember of the glory days. A hard thing, because there is so much of sorrow in the telling. My mind shies away from it, looping backwards and forwards in time. Last night, I thought of a girl I grew up with in the sister house who told me that mind birds sing a song just before the deadly gases kill them to lift their souls to heaven. Wakened this morning by the bells that toll the beginning of the solar day in freedom, I tried to remember her name and found I could not even recall her face. Hearing the bells ring now for dusk, I realize an entire day has passed like the blink of an eye. And it comes to me that if death is a kind of song that lifts the soul out of the body, sorrow too can steal a soul and carry it away. Perhaps that is what is wrong with me. Yet the story must be told, and there is no other but me to tell it. I must make them understand that there are many sorrows in heaven waiting to be sent to us as angels of death. I have told them, of course, but they nod soothingly and their eyes glide away. They think I am hallucinating, or perhaps that I am mad because of all that happened. They think of me as a child, telling themselves I was too young, blaming themselves. But if I learned one thing in glory, it is that flesh is the greatest lie. My youth was the main objection when I was proposed as an agent, but my sponsor was Erasmus, tribune of the body that administers freedom. He had been a very young man when he became tribune of freedom, first of all cities. He was one of the initiators of the plan to establish autonomous, self-regulating cities, which would have the same rights as a country once had over its citizens. And it is rumoured that it was his decision that bells be rung at dawn and dusk in gratitude that we wake and sleep in freedom.